Welcome to another edition of the Washam Science Podcast. In this episode, we'll be taking a look at the circulatory system, and specifically, the heart. Inside your heart, blood is received and pumped to the entire body. It is also sent to the lungs to receive oxygen and to get rid of wasteful carbon dioxide gas. Inside of your heart, you have four chambers. Blood enters the heart from the body through the superior vena cava, which is the major vein for the upper body, and the inferior vena cava, which is the major vein from the lower body. This is deoxygenated blood. The blood enters into the right atrium. The right atrium receives the deoxygenated blood from the body and then pumps that blood through the tricuspid valve into the right ventricle. The right ventricle will then pump the blood to the lungs to receive oxygen. The blood is pumped through the aortic valve into the pulmonary artery. This pulmonary artery splits into both the left and right lungs. Blood is sent to the lungs for oxygen. Once blood receives oxygen within the lungs, it is sent back to the heart. Blood is sent back to the heart through the right and left pulmonary veins. These veins will dump oxygenated blood into the left atrium. The left atrium will then send blood through the bicuspid valve into the left ventricle. The left ventricle will then pump the blood to the rest of the body to receive oxygen. This blood is pumped to the body through the aorta, which is the major artery for the entire body. Oxygenated blood is sent throughout the body, and the oxygen is used by all the cells in the body. The blood is returned through veins, and deoxygenated blood and wasteful CO2 gas is also returned through the veins. The process starts over again as the two major veins, the superior vena cava and the inferior vena cava, deposit the blood back into the right atrium of the heart, where the whole process begins over again. Thank you for joining me on this edition of the Washam Science Podcast, a look inside of the heart and the circulatory system.